Then, but we're not sure about that shooting the airplane.
Dad, I feel that since my brother and sister, so-called brother and sister, put you through all this trouble, I feel that you should let my brother stay in jail, let him rot. I feel that you should save my sister from being stabbed and bleeding to death. I feel that my sister should when the pigs came and finna take her to jail, it was you that she called on. And even though she called on you and she putting you through all this trouble right now, I feel that the bitch should be got and shot somewhere. I don't care. I feel that the bitch should be got, both of them should be got and dragged by a car.
That's a new idea.
I feel
I didn't know I had so much down in me here. I mean, you ought to have it. I got it's time some of us got to feeling it. How much shit can you take and try to reason with people and reason and show mercy with them and even offer to bring them and entertain them and they still do crap?
I'd like to kill my so-called brother and Bill Ahrens for the crap that both of them have caused over these years since they've left.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Your dad was up on the steps.
Dad, I'd personally like to grab my father and string him up by his nuts and have a hot poker sticking it in some coals and sticking it up his ass and burning the hell out of him for doing the things he's doing because he knows that you saved my sister's life and he knows all the good things you did for us both. And he knew that we wanted to come over here and live peacefully and this is why he's causing all this hell. And I'd like to personally do those things to him just to get him to realize that he's...
I'm sure when you have him tied up by his balls and a hot burger goes up his ass, he would realize something.
It's too much, these people.
Just to get him to realize that he's trying to ruin our freedom and trying to take away my daughter's freedom. And I'd like to thank you, Dad.
Thank you.
He realized something, I'd say.
What I like to do to my so-called mom, the bitch, she hates purse snatchers. I would like to disguise myself and beat the bitch up and drag her ass. Drag her ass. I beat the bitch up, I swear, and then I blow the motherfucking ass right off the earth. I'd like to do that myself.
We told him when she started shit, we were trying to make, you know, be nice and win people. We said, write a nice letter.
A fucking letter. It was a goddamnest letter.
Had to rewrite it four times to get it to be nice. You fucking bitch, you don't mess with me, I'll kill you.
His mother.
Sarah said they gave up on the fourth time, just let it go. He's J.J. Tumble.
She hates purse snatchers. That's why I had to bail your ass out. Get back at mama. Go on.
I think Mickey should die, and I'd like to go back there and do it. I'm tired of living here, you know, just because of all these white knights in her hand. I love the place in her hand. I'm just tired of living. And if we do something, anything we do, going to Cuba or whatever, before I'd go anywhere, I'd prefer going back to there and doing some things to people.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Jackie and Marvin go, it's sickening what happened because when Don came down here, he was a mess. And I think he was one of the greatest things that happened down here, at that time, because
yep.
Don made a complete change, and he was a hell of a kid whenever he left.
Yeah, yeah,
and
it's
always left me a sickening feeling, and I think they should be got too.
Yeah, let's move it kind of quick now, because we got a line of folk.
Dad, what I wanted to say about my relatives that none of them wanted to come to the church, and they just wanted to use and manipulate, just want you to come over and be nice to them. And for Kenny, he's so careless about guns and cars. It should be a brand new car sitting up in front of the house, and as soon as he started, it should blow his ass up. And for the rest of them, it should be a nice, well dinner prepared for them and poison all of them, because none of them no good.
That girl don't dislike her family.
As far as Mickey goes, I disowned her from the day she left. And I think she should die, but first I think she should be tortured. And also the Swinneys, I forgot about them, but they should all die. And I'd be willing to do it and take more people with me than just my relatives. I think that Mrs. Tupper should die, and I should
Mrs. Tupper, this always kills me, this family. Mrs. Tupper. It's always been Mr. Tupper. Everybody calls me Mrs. Tupper. I don't want to know it. It's funny. I like it. Mr. Tupper, go ahead.
I think that I should take a knife and cut Mr. Tupper all up real good. And
good.
And then make him look like, cut him up and then put poison in him and invite all my relatives over there and have them eat him, and then I'll die.
You've been talking to Reb. That's what you've been doing.
My mom is a damn fool. I hope I knock the fucking shit out of you.
I'm glad I put my life on the line to save you. Say my mama's a goddamn fool. I had to beat the fucking shit out of her.
I dare her come out, because I'll be the one that's I'm a shot her.
Good. My mama's a goddamn fool. Leave the kids, not new. That's tough. Kids coming up here, honey. I'm glad I put my life on the line for her months ago. Because they came for her. They were on there. They were going to pick her up.
For Mr. Tupper, I think that I like to go...
I thought we all had the fuckers set up and then cooking him the last I heard of him.
I agree with Mary. I'd like to go back... I'd like to personally go back there and cut them all up to shreds and then serve them to Virginia. Let her eat there.
That's his wife.
But Dad, for those children of mine back there, I don't feel like they're my relatives anymore, because what they did to Mother is really sickening.
Mm-hmm.
Because Mother is the greatest woman that ever been. And I am really hurt of it. But if any way that, you could fix me where... I could go back there, and they'd be so glad to see me and get me in a room with all of them and just let me just explode, They'd be think I'm real mean, but I'd be one of them explode bombs and just get rid of all of them, because they are no good.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We've grown some.
What kind of grandma?
All my life I had thought about my family being something special. Because
your daddy kind of put that kingship shit in you.
And only thing you've talked about all my life is, only thing I've ever heard is my 8 brothers. And he always boasts about his 12 kids. So you really use my mother as a fucking partner. And she was always very passive. He was so strong-hearted, strong at all times that all of us backed down on her. I think my sister was the only one that stood up to him. And when she stood up, she got knocked down. So since I've been here, I've grown stronger, and I realize that there's no family like the one I have now. And I'd rather not even think of them as being part of the family. I'd like to buy a big white church and put all of them in it and blow it up.
A big white church. Oh, that's funny. That's funny. I'm sorry, King. I'm sorry, King. This goddamn. I want these kids to come in for a testing on their first elementary. I'm going to kill my mother, goddamn her, and slice her up and cook her. Where'd you hear that, little kid?
White night.
I hope no teachers ever come to me and ask these kids any questions. We better have our ass on the boat ready for Cuba. Go ahead. Joe, what are you going to do now, your dad and your brother and all this?
Okay, I'd like to go back there like they did a Steve Biko. I'd like to wire up the junk cotton balls and just pull it off. And the terror, I think I'm just shooting his stomach with it, Teddy.
That's fairly accurate. Amen, pricks and bitches.
Dad, all motherfucking relatives of mine, they ain't no damn good. I've been knowing they were no good for me for a long time before I met you. But they just as much blame for what these white knights we having, even though they wasn't around the steps probably, but they just as much blame.
They may be. We
right.
Have all of them.
Right. They would be here helping us take care of these white knights.
Yeah.
Now, I'd like to have them down on that platform like I had them big hogs the other day. Right, rip their asshole appetite.
Me, bunch of motherfuckers.
Okay, Dad, I don't know how much Vera Ingram is in on this, but I know that her, Jim Cobb, Mickey Touche, all those guys were the first eight to go out. And all of those guys should be killed like dogs because they started all this shit when they left the church. All eight of them ought to be killed slowly. And I don't think, like everybody said, they can get up and they'll kill them, but they ought to die the worst, horrifying death that there is because they all went out. They started this shit.
Yeah, true. That may have an angle. That may have an angle.
Dad, I think my daddy should be killed anyway. He ain't my dad no more. Every time he goes in place, he just gets drunk and the truck broke down. Every time he goes to New York, all that shitty ass place. And I don't even like that place no more. We talking about we going to L.A. We going to do this. We going to do that. I said, they used to always kick me out of school and that shit. I think my daddy.
It's a basic. You know it's a basic. This has to be a basic.
I think my daddy ought to be shot, and I'd like to tie a rope up to his balls and hang it away.
Make it look like an accident. It's hard to make it look like an accident. What's that? What's this?
Isn't that awful?
What sister?
Right here.
What's your sister think is awful?
Nancy Jones?
Well, what's awful? What's awful about it?
She's the one that would have done a better job of protecting me.
I can't.
Motherfucker that wasn't in here in this cause, they need to be killed. My relatives and her relatives and everybody else.
Yes, right. And goddammit, to keep my blood pressure down and some of the rest of us, they should be done slowly.
Right.
At least if I can do it, by God, I might not be able to. I might try to save them if I got down to it, but at least it helps you to talk about it.
Motherfuckers. Anybody that hurts goodness? At least you can keep your damn mouth shut when we're all these people doing what they're told to do. I knew somebody'd have to take issue with what's going on so we can have another hour. I wonder why she's on. Yeah, I wonder what the hell she's complaining about here.
Come on. Talking to you.
I just said that. She was talking about she'd build a big white church. Uh-huh. And then she would blow it up. I said, that'll be awful.
Uh-huh. Why'd be awful?
Hell no. Hell no, it wouldn't be awful.
Awful some shit.
What the hell are you talking about? I'd like to know what the hell ail you. What's on your mind? Hell, woman, what's the matter with you? Y'all are good. I get...
Hey,
blow the ass up. Plenty of need to be blown up now, goddammit. We wouldn't have the trouble we have now. Dad could rest at ease. But all them come with the goddamn shit. Tell my what all now. I pity. I don't pity nobody like that. Goddamn them. No, I don't pity them. Oh, that's awful, awful some shit. What the hell are you? Now, I want to know what's on your mind. Hey!
Give her the microphone.
She said what? She asked you what? Irene asked what's on your mind, Nancy. She asked what? What'd you say? Well, Irene, what'd you say, Irene?
I don't know what in the hell's on her mind. Tell my dad's awful. Awful some shit. Hell yeah, blow all the hell out of them. That's when the world and the shape is in now. When we can't get along here, having these white knights on kind of that dumb goddamn bastard. Hey, that's the trouble right now. You in with it. You participate, you in with it. You don't give a damn, dude. That's when you say, oh, that's awful. Your ass ought to be in that, too.
I'd have married you, Irene, if you'd been young. God damn, that woman is the funniest woman I've ever seen. Ass ought to be in there, too. She only thinks that Shirley ought to build a white church. She put her ass in there, too.
No, I want to know how come she built a church and didn't burn it up.
What?
She could kill it without burning it, to be building a big white church for me.
Every time she kept saying, every time one of the children would tell what they do to the relatives, that's awful. That's awful. And I kept asking,
you heard me say that was awful because the girl said that she'd build a big white church and put on me.
I wasn't the only one that you said,
I said,
in the middle of a fucking
I said, that's awful.
A big white church.
I said, you have to build a church to put on me.
Shut up.
And then burn them up. I said, already done.
Well, if they find a white church and put them in it, then burn them up without building one. How about that, Nancy?
Church and then kill them, maybe it'd be something else, but she'd kill them and then put them in the big white church and burn it up. You know what to do with them? No, they don't need to kill them, baby. Just build a white church, by God, and put their asses in there. They think I have a happy time. Just put some gasoline or kerosene and set the fire going outside. So I'll be back in after a while. They'll burn up like hell. Hey! That would be good, very good.
Have a hot time that night.
Oh, yeah, hell, it'd have a...
They didn't have a hot time that night, wouldn't it?
Get rid of them.
90 years in life, she is. 90 years and she's not dead.
For the next one, they'd learn how to quit messing with people. You don't mess with a living God, by God. You all think y'all messing with me. Hell, y'all messing with a living God. By God, you ain't no goddamn sky God up there. Because there ain't never now been none up there. Hell, there ain't never been up there. That's what y'all used to. You can't mess with this one, you mess with now. Hey, you can't do that. Hell no, you better not get a hold of yourself. If you're crazy, you better get a hold of your right mind. Show that line your ass up and drive right. All right. Yeah. Yeah, all right, I'm through.
All right, I'm through.
Huh? I'm through now. I got something to say.
Sit down, Nancy. We ain't going to build no white church, so sit down. We'll worry about it. We did. I'm going to put your ass in. I'll be back after a while. What's that? That's a nice thing for a new start on his white church shit. Okay.
Okay. I don't know if any of my relatives have been hanging around those steps, but they've never showed interest in coming to the church. And I think if they start any trouble with the cause, they ought to be blown up, shot, or whatever. And I'd do it.
Mm-hmm. Quick statements now. We've got to move quick. We got to.
I don't know if the fuckers I came out of are wrapped up with conspirators yet, but I wouldn't put them past them an inch. I guess they are. And I
who is jogging?
Up front, punk!
You saying these children up here for talking, huh?
Right.
Hey, how do you think that looks to folk been sitting here all day? And me, I don't know. God damn. And you send these children up here for talking, they're little, they ain't, they're not bigger than a foot and a half. Anthony, sometimes I don't know.
I was jogging, trying to stay awake, Dad. I was falling asleep back there. So I got up to jog so I could stay awake.
How are we supposed to stay awake? Listen to Irene, you can stay awake. Listen to a black woman, 90 years of age, and free and independent, and exerts herself. That's what's so funny to me about it. She don't give a shit who she cusses out. I don't give it. That's what I see so beautiful in her. And I enjoy it. It's all the black women that should have a chance. And if you'd have been listening and caring about black women, you wouldn't have no trouble staying over, because fuck, I ain't had no sleep. When I went over there to try to do a little rested, all I had to do, I couldn't do it conscientiously. I had to read all the new nations of the PNC to see where in the hell this government was going. If you care enough about people, you stay awake.
All right, Dad.
You're a healthy, able-bodied person.
You got all these seniors in here, and I don't see none of them jogging. So your ass ain't got no goddamn reason to be jogging.
Right.
I'd like to know why did you bring all those children up here today?
Can you find any adults that was doing bad things? Can you have people 2 feet tall?
I was just sitting down at the back table, and from what I heard, they said that anybody was talking, some of us are learning, and the workers
yeah,
back women.
What about people jogging? It's supposed to be on security.
Right there. Thank you, Dad.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Anyway, I could.
Okay, watch out, please, Ben. You got some mitigating circumstances for Anthony? I've had no problems of late. Just does these silly-ass things. He goes and... What? I think he menstruates every 6 months or something. Through the asshole. It's true. Anthony does real well till his cycle comes. You men always making fun of women having their cycle. Shit. They have cycles. I damn if they don't. He had a warning on the 27th? Oh, shit. Well, that's too bad, Anthony. I kind of like you, generally speaking. You lazy. Well, he's menstruating. You see, his comes through the head, red. Hold in there, Anthony. We do have our cycle.
Okay.
Watch it. Yours is strange tonight. Work it off in lightning. I mean, lightning. What the hell? What's that mean? Learning.
Anyway, I could.
I guess I'd run like lightning to get away from Penny. That's a Freudian slip. I'd work hard to keep her from talking to me if I was on learning. You hear me? Come on now, hold in there. You know you would. That's enough. Go back and jog.
Thank you, Dad.
Just don't menstruate on the floor. Show him where to put his Tampax on the next time. Oh, come on now. Let's go. For Christ's sake.
Yes. I just want to say something. I don't know. I disagree with this. I think, you know, I feel people should go on the crew when they screw up and shit. But I get kind of sick of people. Well, go to learning. You know, they don't want to see the fucking case. When somebody comes up to maybe say something good for them, they say, oh, shut up. I get kind of sick and tired of it because when the people that are laughing get up here and get on the fucking, somebody says get on a crew, they're all deadpan face and shit. So I think it's totally fucking unfair. It sounds like, you know, it's the same shit that goes in the States. They want to hear the bad stuff, they don't want to hear the good stuff. And you're bringing that shit over here.
I love to hear the good. I don't like that. I agree with you.
I know you do.
I didn't think you were aiming that at me, son. Go on with it.
It's just people, you know, shut up. You want to hear it when they're talking all the nasty shit. A bunch of fucking hostile people. Not everybody, but it makes me goddamn mad. You ought to think, you know, put yourself in his fucking place.
Yeah, think how it is to be in learning. Let's go. Just tell him. Are you going to kill him? Kill him?
Yeah.
Kill him? Kill him?
Gladly. First
kill
starve, him. First starve them, then kill them, because that would get the midlocks not eating food.
Starve them, then kill them.
Yeah, kill them.
Mm. Kill them.
Dad, I want to tell you the first thing. I have a son and a daughter.
Yeah.
I have a sister and three brothers.
Yeah, okay, shush. Now, shush. Damn it. See, did you learn some respect here?
My brother, my son, used to write to you all the time. I used to write him, brother, and he'd write and tell me that I had a letter from your pastor. He's a very fine man.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter would say, I tried to get her to come to church. So she came one time, and when she went back home, she said, you know, they told that man my name. I let her talk all she wanted, and after she got through, I said, well, listen, you don't have to tell that man nothing about your name or what you're doing. I said, because he can tell you without you or anybody else telling him. And I birthed you in the world, but I don't care what you say about him. I'm not going to turn from him. I'm going to go on and live the life that I'm supposed to live. So she said, if you're happy, I am. So since I've been here, she have 8 children. Since I've been here, she lost a daughter. So she didn't treat me nice no way. This child, helping me with this child. She and none of the rest of them.
No.
So, she got it.
Good. She got it. That's good enough.
Well, I'd strangle him first and then I'd kill him.
Good. Thank you. That's graphic and short.
I hate Mr. Tupper and... he needs to be killed and I wish I could be the one to do it.
That's good, son. Sounds very genuine. You can make it genuine with one word, just like these people are doing.
Yeah.
I don't get an extra lineup. Come on now, we ain't got everybody here. We're relatives.
We all got relatives.
Brother,
we can all put our hands and say we'll kill them.
Huh? What?
Everybody here want to kill your relatives? Lift your hand. Mom's maybe ain't making that mistake twice. She waving hers back there. Okay.
I'd like to live with him for the rest of my life.
I'd like to see him live.
Live.
Testing. Testing.
Some of you people wake up, we wouldn't have people going to sick 'em at the dog. When they say sick 'em dog, we'd get more alive here and listen to this kind of strategy. You might really gain some knowledge. Next time somebody said sick 'em dog, you wouldn't run like a little dog. All right, let's go here. Let's hear what you quick words. We don't have a long pedantic description. What the hell do you think you ought to be done with your? Just tell us right quick, one line. What do you think should be done with your relative?
I think that Michelle should wait. She should come until she deserves to come, Father. I appreciate your concern, but I wouldn't ask if she'd come any sooner.
What about this? We talk about your dad.
Okay, like I said about him, it's. I think you ought to try the thing with the negatives, the pictures and everything. Try to white male him, okay? That might work. I don't know, it may not because he's 6 years old. I don't know if he has any, cares about his image or whatever. But if that doesn't work, then I think, you know, I mean, he's a nobody. And so I think some of these fuckers you need to be made an example of, you know, and just get rid of him because nobody.
Use the words. That's what I want to find out, what your emotion is. We're not asking for some real strategy now. What do you think should be done with him?
Yeah, he should be killed, and you know, I'd be willing to. First of all, I feel a lot of guilt.
No, need. We appreciate that. We all know the guilt. I know that too, son. But you don't need to. What the hell's he got to do with you?
I myself, personally, feel that I could kill Rich without, you know, without any second thought. He's tried to molest Michelle and I during our lives and stuff, and I can't.
Another one, huh?
Another one. I can't stand his white ass. I never have.
Now that's something Leanne ought to know. Say, what the hell are you associated with? What the hell are you associated with? You didn't do that kind of stuff, Dad. Why are you associated with these? Talk to these women. Talk to my girlfriends. Make them take a lie detector test and see their lie detector test. See, there's another case. There's another goddamn daughter molester. Only one out of the four hasn't molested their daughter. Gone to bed with their own daughter. It's a suck-ass world, I'm telling you. Glad to be off of it. Go in there and tell him that, will you?
But I could tell him about it.
Okay, but you better go in there and check it out with the attorney. I think that ought to be mentioned. God damn, I don't want to mix up with that kind of tripe. What the hell is he doing? It's crooked. Maybe Leanne's dad's molesting one of his own daughters now. Every blessed one of them has molested their children. Or been a deviant. Like Stone, going around women's clothing. Okay, well, It's probably pointless. You got a bunch of decadent pricks. What next? What you want to do with them?
Okay, I thought Jim Cobb and Terry, my uncle, should have been killed when he first left the cause, and I kind of wiped him out of my mind from being my relative. And I haven't said anything publicly because I've been thinking of something that's realistic that would that could happen to them to destroy him.
That's good talk, straight talk.
I think that I agree with what Ava says. I think they should be wiped out. Any way possible, I'd do it if I could go back and not have a reflection on you.
Mm-hmm. Good enough. To the point.
I thought Jim Cobb should be number one. You were talking about number one because he's been in it the longer. He's had the most given to him. He's seen the most. And I said before when he's talking about me going out and having dinner with him and going out to drink, and I told someone else, I said, we'd go out to drink if I had a way to take him a bottle of poison and shit, I'd do it. And I would. I do think of some kind of way to get rid of him if I could.
That's
and
plain.
I'd be willing to do it.
That's plain.
The same thing with my relatives. I believe they should stay there back there in a fascist state and be tortured to death, whatever happened to them. Because when we talked to them on the radio, I just got a letter today that they didn't believe that it was our voices talking on the radio. So they want to see us in person, but they ain't going to see neither one of us in person. So I believe they just stay there.
The one that talked didn't turn against it. That hasn't turned, has she? The one that she talked to hasn't turned with him, has she? She just said they didn't believe it, huh?
I know. I'd like to kill Jeanette and with Ethel. I'd be willing to go back and kill him myself if I could make him somehow believe that I could go back in with him and kill him somehow.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And also, Jeanette, I know Jeanette knew that when Philip used to rape me when I was little, she knew, still knew what was going on. She never tried to help me out or anything like that.
Say that. There's another one. Jeanette let the older brother rape the daughter and did nothing about it. No wonder they're such outrageous people.
When Jeanette first came to People's Temple, she screwed Jim Cobb. And she's shoplifted and done everything rotten, and she's so concerned about her image. I think that she works at St. Mary's Hospital in Long Beach. I think they ought to know she's been on drugs, and I think she ought to be killed. And I think Ruth, too.
They won't believe it. They will not believe it. Anything socialists say, they will not believe.
Well, I think they ought to all be killed, and before they die, they ought to know why they're being killed, and I hope they're scared to death before they die.
Thank you. Okay. Let's go.
I consider that bitch, my so-called mom, just as bad as Tim Stone and all the rest of them. And I think dying is too easy. I think she ought to have a fat ass whip with a bat every day.
Thank you, sir. She's supposed to be in that circle, too. I don't know whether there's anything. She kind of likes him. I wonder if she'd think he'd appeal. Her ego's so big, she don't mind ruining him either. But I wonder if she'd think any kind of a call could get her out of that mess, because she'd be in that mess down there. Some idea. You got it? Let's go.
You're saying you wanted someone back in the States to get next to these people, and it's unable for me to get back there because if I was there, I would be loaded down with some kind of gas bomb or something and walk in with the conference. But Corrine Ligon is back there, and she has walked into many different meetings, and this way I think that you can get it over to her without even mentioning about fighting. And something can be done over there.
Get over what, hon?
Corrine Ligon's.
I know, Mom. Mom's.
She could get in there and.
She's communal. She could what do, you think?
Get in there and get things done, what is supposed to be done over there without even mentioning about fighting.
Talk to her about this.
I think that Jack Arnold should be killed, done away with. You shouldn't be laughing about that. I feel that Jack Arnold should be killed and done away with because you risked your life
to save his stupid ass
sure
when he got in a bunch of shit. And if I was back there, I feel that I could go ahead and shoot him. But I feel that he's chicken shit because he waited until Jack left the stage before he started his shit because he knew that Jack would probably go kill him. But I believe that he don't deserve any mercy at all. Just shoot the shit out of him.
Yeah, he ought to get hit the mic and get that baby that I protected him from, that son of a bitch. Go ahead.
Okay, as for my relatives, I feel that they should be killed. Like, if they die tonight or tomorrow, anytime I wish.
You're trying to start? Oh, yeah.
My aunt tried to, you know, the only reason I got here, because after my mom died, my aunt tried to put me in a, you know.
What the hell is your relative trying to do? They were in this shit too, aren't they?
One of my brothers. I don't know which one it is. I got two there.
Yeah.
But I don't care what happens. I told them before I left, I'm going to take care of myself. They're old enough to take care of themselves. So I don't care what happens to them, really. It wouldn't bother me if they died tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My relatives are all racist and have been for as many generations back as I can knew them. They've been in contact with reporters, Tim Stone, and I think they all deserve to die, and I would be glad to do it myself.
Thank you, Brian.
I think dying would be too good for Jack Beam, and I think he ought to be beat to the pulp. And he was cruel to me. Like once, I touched his record and asked him if it should be changed, and he hit me as hard as he could.
Yeah. Thank you, son.
Sandy knew that this was the last hope for many people, including children. And when she wants to ally herself with people who wish to destroy this place, I think she should be wiped out. Well, you were looking for keys, trying to tell people what to do. It happened to occur to me a good way of beating somebody up is to have them christened like a boat.
Christened like a boat?
If her skull was split, it would serve a good purpose.
Mm-hmm. I should have wanted to give that christening of the boat to my precious black loved ones back there, because that don't mean much to anybody but the middle class, and they would definitely get that wrong.
I personally like to see my shot, and I have no hesitation whatsoever to smile right in his face and shoot him. And I think he should be number one on the list. I know it's probably some emotional, but I think he's got a lot of responsibility. He knows exactly what
he's
doing.
He's in it.
And he should be exposed for blackmailing. I think that's another defect. He's got so much ego, I think that would really crush him.
Mm-hmm.
About my relatives back in the state, I only have a daughter back there and a foster sister and all, but I'm sure they think by now that I'm crazy. I haven't seen either one of them since I've been away from Los Angeles, and I have no intention of doing so. I've tried to explain to Los Angeles about the church and everything, but she doesn't seem to think anything about it, and I personally am not interested. And I don't care what happens to them, because I just don't feel the same about them anymore.
Okay, but it might be to keep mouthing this. Okay, think about it, read it, better get your name. We may have to use you to write something. So these people are recruiting some of these people. You got that? Make sure that they get her with Rita. I think maybe she should just write something.
Dad, do you remember the night you asked us, which of us wanted our relatives dead and we had to raise our hands? My hand was one of the first ones that went up, and that bitch who thinks she's my daughter, my hand goes up on her again tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. She's been a mean one. She's been a mean one.
Well, Dad, I got a son and a daughter back there, and I went to their house for 8 years trying to get them to come to church. And of course, my daughter don't like no parts of you. I couldn't communicate with her. I don't care if she's dead, and I'll never get a thing on no more. And I know when I was in UCAT, they knew, you know, their mother died up there. They came in one block of my house twice.
Dr. Shack.
They go to the grave to put flowers on their mother's grave. And they block of my door. One block of my house. And how I learned it, my little grandson, about 8 years old, he made a mistake and told it on them. And they tried to shut him up. I didn't say anything about it, but I know then they didn't care anything about me. And when you had me writing letters back there to my kids, I hated to do it, but I did it anyway.
To hell his checks, trying to forge his checks.
Sure did. He sure did try to stop my check. And Dad, I'd kill him today if I could get to him, both of them. I'd have to get my way anyway to try to get rid of that, all them people that have done all this damage to the church. Mm-hmm. See, they don't know too much about me. I was always quiet around there. They just may not know me. Mm-hmm. I'd like to get back there. Maybe I could stop some of this.
He's a good man. He was a great miracle. You were saved for something, but I like to think of something better than that.
Yes, Dad,
He was saved. He ruptured appendix here. No way he should have lived to get into Georgetown on the boat.
Doctor called it a chronic ulcer. Wasn't no way to get rid of it. Wasn't no way to cure it. And I feel fine. Thank you so much for that, Dad. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
One thing, I'm so sorry. I'm not able to get out and work like I desire. I know how to work. But I'm just not able to do the things I want to do. It worries me. It really bugs me.
Don't worry about it.
It really bugs me. Thank you, Dad.
You do things. You work.
Thank you.
Go ahead. Shift, please. All right, let's move on.
Dad, my so-called sister, Vicki Moore, I'm sure is in on this. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah, she's in it.
I don't know if she realizes that her own son testified that she molested her younger son, and he witnessed it.
She knows, and she did.
I think she ought to be eliminated. I think death is too easy. She's always been afraid of pain and consequently afraid of death. I think she should be perhaps overdosed with a drug that can't be reversed the way she overdosed a patient so that she can experience some of the suffering she put somebody else through and then die.
Nice group of people we've got working against the sun. Babies, child molesters, went to bed with their own son, mother. Boy, and you know, we used to talk about getting these people humane. Like talking to shit, trying to turn it into a pearl. Yes, sir.
I wonder if you might have a long sign made with sheets that there could be people waiting at the side of this conference and just cross in front of the TV screen all these people have done these things with a list, and then instruct the people that the traitors might be provoked to violence, so there should be sure to be our people there to make sure that not one hair on our head gets hurt or something like that. It might not...
Tarn Aston, hello. Nobody hesitate to ask. I've thought about the placards. I thought the placards should be used. I don't know if they got the time, but I definitely thought they'd have some placards ready. That's one goddamn thing you can do. You can. Sure as hell can. It's truth. Let them sue. What the hell are they, who are they going to sue? Us over here? Okay, let's go.
I like to kill Greystone and Tim Stone. I'll go back and do it right now.
He said he wanted, what did he want to do? What did he say?
Tie a rope around Grace's titty and hang her down in the water until she drowned. And some other people could think of some things like this, but he's 6 years old and he's this imaginative.
She wouldn't like that. Go ahead.
Okay. I gave Mickey up several years ago as a daughter. I do not even think of her as a daughter at this time, and I would be willing to go back and shoot her, do her in completely. When we talked to her on the radio, she was just like a robot. Mm-hmm. She sounded just like Sandy Rosenko. You couldn't tell them apart.
Like they were both alike.
Just alike.
You couldn't tell the difference. They talk about brainwashing. Yeah. You ought to hear them. They were brainwashed so much they sound exactly like each other.
You couldn't have told them.
I think that my grandparents should disappear if they were to torture them, because I think they disappeared before they put us through too much shit. And I think Joe Shaw has something to do with my grandmother, because she has a way of manipulating. And I think that if they mysteriously disappear and nobody knows what happened, we could get some money from them.
Thank you.
Okay, Dad, for me, first of all, I want to personally have a chance to kill my mom. And for the lady who's talking about how my grandmother came and put all these lies in her mind, I think the bitch ought to be gotten too, because of the fact that she worked 2 months for a rich white woman free and took care of her like a little slave bitch. I wish I would personally get both of them. That's all I can say. Thank you, Dad.
You look like you're well equipped there.
Dad, I don't know how much Lena's in it, but she's scared of water. I think she should drown.
Dad, I'd like to say for my relatives, my brother and my sister, if I'd have known that I could have did it when I was back in the States, I'd have killed them both right there on the spot.
Dad, I want you to know what Althea Hicks and her sister say about their family.
Get my quick answer.
I think since they ain't never did nothing for us, I would go back there myself, and I think death is too easy for me. I'll do it myself.
They're on the damn steps too, you know, your grandparents. They're in there. Trying to get your mother, trying to put her in jail. Houston, yeah, they're there.
I know the only reason why they're doing it is trying to get some money from them.
That's all. Trying to hurt your mother. And we got her, shipping her out. Cost us another $1,200-$1,300 a month for a few more months, because God damn it, they owe us thousands of dollars for the shit, not to call the pain.
Thank you. Thank you.
Excuse me.
All of my family except two of my brothers have had an opportunity to come to hear Jim Jones in Detroit, and the other ones came in L.A. And as far as I'm concerned, if they're not here, they had a chance to hear and to know the truth of socialism. And as far as I'm concerned, if they're not here, they're just like anybody else. They should die just like any other person who is foolish enough to stay in the same ass-backwards situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And if I had a chance, whatever is necessary to do, I would do it, because as far as I'm concerned, they can all just kiss my ass, because they came to all for my mother. My mother was saved. My father was saved, and all my hoobamass brothers, they were saved from a lot of different things by Jim Jones.
Yeah.
And if they're not here, whatever condition they're in, by them hearing the truth, their lives in itself is fastly disintegrating. My mother is sick, never will get over it. My dad's sick mentally and physically, and he never will get over it.
Put a lot of creative descriptions of the beauty of things here. Livestock and the chickens and so forth, you know, and the flowers and the parrots. Different examples in there. Make it homey. Thank you.
Dad, for what my relatives did, mother tried to kill on the steps.
What's that, honey?
For what my relatives did to try to kill mother on the steps, they ain't my relatives for one thing. And one thing I want to do with them is, when I catch them, I'd like to torture them for the rest of their damn life.
Father, for what I care about my relatives, the butler, they should have been dead 13 years ago, because it would soon be 13 years that they've been stealing my 16-cent and lying on me and saying that I'm getting a certain amount of money and I wasn't getting it. So I hope that someone would blow them up. If I had a machine gun, I'd blow all 5 of them up. If it was left up to me, they'd go to hell right now, because that's the way I feel about them. I don't want to see them, because if I see them go back there, that's the first ones I'll kill.
Dad, I'd be willing to go back and take care of
you. That's kind of direct action, I think. Yes, Walter?
I'd be willing to go back and take care of any of them. However I could kill them, I'd be willing to do it. Plus, Mike, you spent 19 of your life has been wasted with him.
Yeah, it
seems to school and college and got him to be a lawyer, and then he turned you down. I'd be willing to kill him any way I could get him. I'd love to get my hands on him.
So would I.
I never thought I'd come to such a mess as this, but I sure would.
My brother's a punk, and he need to die, and I hope he's around the steps when that senior come around with the ball bat.
Good.
My so-called sister Lena, who's hanging around with Jim Cobb and those guys, I'm sure she's some part of it.
Oh, she's in it now, yeah.
She's really paranoid, and she's paranoid, and I think we should work on that. Plus, she used to like the way I cook, so I can put some arsenic in her food or something like that.
Rat poison, huh? That's good.
I think that Mickey should die a very slow and agonizing death, and I'd like to be the one to go back and do it.
Thank you.
I think my so-called Uncle Rick Cordell should die a slow, meaningful death for a long time. And I'd like to say to the rest of my family, I think you should be up here to say about Rick Cordell. Don't come up to the front now, just get in line.
No, I don't want no more talk on Rick Cordell right now. That's enough. They ought to let it be known, though. They should have been, that's true.
I'd like to take my so-called dad and my sister and stab them to death with a pair of scissors and run them piece by piece through a garbage disposal.
I believe in that kind of killing. Some of this shit, they ought to be dead. I don't know, but when you talk about cutting them up with scissors and putting them through the garbage disposal piece by piece, then I'd rather believe you are slightly serious.
Dad, I think that Cindy and Jack would be behind my dad all the time because he was scared when he first took me. He wouldn't even go past the church in Red Valley. He was so scared. And I think that since Cindy's afraid of height, she should have to, climb up some building or fall off or some shit. And that Jack should be beat. And that since Danny gets in so many car wrecks, he should get in some kind of car accident and be killed and like that, and Robin can go with him. And I don't know, my dad can have some caterpillar fall on him or something. Like that.
It's good for some of our blood pressure tonight, shit.
I know that Alice won't be on the front steps, but I'm sure she's got a right and left hand in this plot.
Oh, she's in it, yeah.
And she's a very devious bitch.
She was here. I mean, she had backing to get in this embassy here.
And she's caused Dad a lot of problems in the government here. And I would personally, would like to strangle every vein and throat and muscle in her fucking body.
Diane met Gary Lambert and beat the shit out of him in a restaurant, you know. That was the best. That's one thing kept me going when middle of our white night. Said she met him coming through a door and beat the shit out of him right there in the revolving door. I did my soul good.
Dad, I have a sister, only sister I have. I tried to get her to come to the temple and she never would come. So our son did come to the church, but he stopped. And then baby son, I could never get him in there. So I just left him down if he was dead tonight.
Jimmy, can you do it? Go ahead.
Sherwin Harris is a fascist bastard. And I personally would like, I would poke out his eyes, tear his muscles off his body, limb by limb, and then throw him down the shithole until he drowns.